stays with the Jazz and buys another.
True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock, the Deputy Prime Minister says having fewer criminals serve sentences in prison is not softening crime. Angela Rayner's promised people will be safe despite warnings from the heads of MI5, Scotland Yard and the National Crime Agency. Leaders of six police forces say the plans to ease overcrowding in jails in England and Wales will mean added pressures on their services. Craig Guildford is Chief Constable of West Midlands Police.
If you take a force such as my own, we are still 700 officers short of what we had in 2010. Those numbers are needed to increase visibility, to respond to calls for service, and to respond to some of the changing types of crime that we deal with today.
Officers have been given more time to question a 53-year-old man who allegedly drove into a crowd at Liverpool's Premier League trophy parade on Monday. At least 79 people were hurt, with seven remaining in hospital. Classic FM's Liam Gotting is in Liverpool.
We know he's currently being questioned on suspicion of attempted murder, dangerous driving and driving while unfit through drugs. Now, Merseyside Police revealed yesterday that their current belief is that the car involved in the incident was able to get onto Water Street by following an ambulance through a roadblock which had been temporarily lifted.
A retired French surgeon has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for sexually abusing hundreds of patients, most of them children. 74-year-old Joel Lesquonec was accused of rapes and assaults in more than a dozen hospitals between 1989 and 2014. Thames Water has been handed record fines totalling almost £123 million. It's over pollution breaches and for breaking rules on dividend payments. The guitarist and singer Rick Derringer, who shot to fame at 17 when his band The McCoys recorded Hang On Sloopy, has died at the age of 77. He also played with Kiss, Ringo Starr and Barbara Streisand, but his most memorable moment may be the guitar solo on Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart. And the weather, sunny spells and showers. It will be warm where it's sunny with a high of 20 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Here's your midweek Hall of Fame 3 at 3. Seven entries for Vaughan Williams this year. All but one dropped down your chart, including Greensleeves.
Anne-Marie Minhall
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
By Johann Sebastian Bach in the Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025. 10 entries, one of which his cello suite up 3 to number 97. We heard the prelude to cello suite number 1, Stephen Isserles, our performer. And Fantasia on Green Sleeves by Vaughan Williams started our Hall of Fame 3 at 3 this afternoon. Andrew Manzi taking charge of the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra. A good year, thanks to you voting for Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade, up 10 to number 36.
Thank you.
the sea and Sinbad's ship, part of Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade. That's how that work opens, in fact. And conducting the London Philharmonic Orchestra was Zubin Mehta. We have a Hall of Fame playlist for you at Global Player, Classic FM's official app, and every day, Monday right through till Sunday at 9 a.m, a chance to relish 60 minutes of music from the new Top 300, the Hall of Fame Hour, tomorrow morning from 9, hosted by Dan Walker.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Romance and then some from Dr. Zhivago, Lara's theme, composed by Maurice Jarre with the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra, was the conductor Paul Bateman. And the overture to Ruslan and Ludmilla preceded Maurice Jarre's masterpiece with Mikhail Glinka's music played by the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra under Eric Kunzel. Exactly 3:30 on Classic FM. After four, between four and seven, Margarita Taylor on Classic FM, including another offering from her star in the spotlight all this week, the organist Anna Lapwood, who's introduced the organ to so many new fans since she started her career. She's got a new album out on Friday. It's called Fire Dove, and it's a mix of familiar tunes and some new and contemporary pieces of music on there as well. And Anna says, I wanted to create an album where the listener doesn't quite know where it's going to go next. I love that. And she went on to say, there are lots of little Easter eggs in there that you wouldn't expect. Well, you'll be the judge. Here's something from it with Margarita Taylor later this afternoon. Thank you. Howard Shelley, an absolute master at unearthing lost treasures, musical variety, of course, through the years, including music by Johann Baptist Kramer, the Piano Concerto No. 6, the finale, played by Howard together with the London Mozart Players on Classic FM.
If you're revising at the moment, we've got the perfect soundtrack to help you concentrate. Classic FM Calm. Soothe nerves and improve focus with the most peaceful classical music. Listen on your radio, on Global Player, or ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Calm.
Classic FM.
Music by Mazursky. We heard his scherzo in B-flat, a performance here on Classic FM by the London Symphony Orchestra and Claudio Abbado.
Classic FM.
The dandy little tune by Franz Danzi, his overture in D, Howard Griffiths, with the Munich Chamber Orchestra. And Johann Strauss, the daddy, the big daddy, Johann Strauss Sr., and his Radetzky March, Concertus Musicus Vienna, with conductor Nicholas Arnoncourt. Classic FM at 12 minutes to 4, and Tchaikovsky, the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, with their honorary scouser, Vasily Petrenko, conducting part of Symphony No. 6.
Thank you.
I would think that's a little glimpse into the soul of Tchaikovsky. Symphony number 6, the second movement, the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, and their conductor was Vasily Petrenko. Do enjoy the rest of your Wednesday afternoon and evening in the company of Classic FM. I'll see you tomorrow for requests from 1 o'clock.
Classic FM.
When Mum was diagnosed with dementia, her memory had already started to fade. So it mattered to me that she could stay right where she's happiest, in her own home, surrounded by neighbours, friends and her favourite things. Now, Mum has another familiar face in her life, her care professional, from Home Instead. Sure, they help her with daily routines, but it's the company and conversations they share that make her smile the most. Visit homeinstead.co.uk. Award-winning home care you can trust.
I'm Dr. Andrew Darwood from the Darwood & Tanner Dental Practice. For over 30 years now, with co-founder Dr. Susan Tanner, we've assembled a dedicated and caring multidisciplinary team of dental experts who are at the forefront of their field, all with just one purpose in mind, creating the most comprehensive, tailored and complete dental implant treatments to keep you smiling.
For more on dental implants and our full range of treatments, visit darwoodandtanner.co.uk.
The Red Cross is here to deliver essentials to people who have lost everything in Ukraine.
We are here to support families enduring the food crisis in Somalia.
We're here to shelter earthquake survivors in Turkey and Syria.
We're here for humanity. With your support, the Red Cross has helped millions of people in the UK and 190 other countries. Search British Red Cross to support us. Together, we are the world's emergency responders.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
For whoever they want to be in life, give them a great start with WellKid. Carefully balanced, great-tasting vitamins and minerals for 4 to 12-year-olds with specific nutrients such as zinc and vitamin D, which support normal immune system function. The WellKid range from Vitabiotics, from Boots, pharmacies and Vitabiotics.com.
Thanks to their unique boutique spirit, there really is nothing quite like a Saga River Cruise. There are the elegantly designed Spirit ships, the all-inclusive dining, and of course, Saga's carefully selected excursions. You know, they'll even drive you to and from the airport with their nationwide chauffeur service. How long now, Charles?
Oh, half an hour.
Marvellous. Search Saga River Cruises. Experience is everything. 2026 season on sale now. Chauffeur service available on UK mainland. Full terms apply, over 50s only.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
What would you say to someone who's always posting holiday snaps on Instagram?
Get a life.
People are going to be emailing in with their problems.
We'll get an awful lot of losers ringing in to us or whatever they do.
The Wittering Whitehall's a podcast rammed full of life advice for all ages. Available now on Global Player.
The Classic FM Music Teacher of the Year Awards are back.
With £20,000 worth of prizes for schools, thanks to Viking.
Visit classicfm.com.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 4 o'clock, Israel's Prime Minister says the leader of Hamas in Gaza has been killed. Benjamin Netanyahu says Mohammed Sinwar was eliminated after Israeli forces launched airstrikes on a hospital earlier this month. Security expert Michael Clark says the timing of the announcement is interesting.
Netanyahu said 2 weeks ago, we think we've got him. The fact that they've said now, he confirms it. Interesting to see what sort of evidence they got. But the fact that he said now is part, I think, the political issue of saying, look, our offensive in Gaza is working. We are working to destroy Hamas completely.
Officers have been given more time to question a 53-year-old man who allegedly drove into crowds at Liverpool's Premier League trophy parade on Monday. The man's been detained on suspicion of attempted murder as well as dangerous and drug driving. Seven people remain in hospital. Police chiefs are warning they'll be under added pressure because of government proposals to ease overcrowding in prisons in England and Wales. But the Deputy Prime Minister insists the public will be safe under plans to have fewer criminals serve jail sentences. Two Sussex police officers who parva sprayed and tasered a 92-year-old amputee in a care home have been found not guilty at Southwark Crown Court of assault occasioning actual bodily harm. PC Stephen Smith and PC Rachel Camotto were accused of using excessive force on Donald Burgess at Park Beck Care Home in St Leonard's-on-Sea in June 2020. He died 22 days later. Fans have gathered at Easter Road Stadium in Edinburgh to pay their respects to Sir Tom Farmer as his funeral hearse passed by the club he once helped save. The Quick Fit founder, who died at the age of 84, owned a majority